Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Whoa, Canada, it happened once again. 32 years, when will you win again? The last time you won, I was 34, and McJesus wasn't born. Since 93, it's the same ending. The true North hearts are torn. God keep your land. Stanley Cup and tariff free. Whoa, Canada, it's been since 93. Whoa, Canada, no Stanley Cup for thee.
All right, gather round, both the hockey elite and the casual fan. Stanley Cup's done. The NHL offseason is here. And I'd like to take a crack at this. Walk with me as I present the Steve Wiser plan.
Tell me why
they don't make these moves. Instead of saying no and no, how about yes and yes? Multiple impact players. We're going to go through this. Everybody said this is a pivotal offseason for Steve Yzerman. Yes, John?
Yes.
I'm going to treat it as such and present a blueprint.
Okay.
First things first, we're buying out Justin Hull. I don't need to see him. Doesn't need to be here. He sat in the press box 2 years ago. He never should have been on the ice a year ago. We need a little more space to pull off what I want to pull off, so I'm buying out Justin Hull.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Number one.
Vlad Tarasenko. It's highly publicized. It didn't work out last season.
For either side.
Either side. I think he wants to move on. I think the Wings would like to move on. I'm going to do what Steve did last year with Robbie Fabry. I'm going to dump him. Trade him. Okay. I'm going to attach a fourth-round pick to him, just like they did with Fabry, and I'm going to ship him out.
So you cleared a couple roster spots. A
couple guys need to move. And if I'm a team like the Blackhawks, I would take Vlad. I have cap space. If he's good, I can flip him at the deadline. I get paid a pick now and may get a paid a pick later. I think you can move Vlad Tarasenko. So again, freeing up the space, cleaning up some of the mistakes on this roster, and setting themselves up. Patrick Kane is going to come back. He wants to be back. Yzerman has indicated there is a mutual interest in bringing Patty Kane back. So he will come back on a one-year deal.
Okay.
So here's where we get interesting. In free agency, the big guy I'm targeting is Aaron Ekblad. He wears a letter. He's a leader on a 2-time Stanley Cup champion team. He can anchor a power play, but more importantly, he's physical. More importantly, he gives you some beef in your top four on defense. He's a right-handed shot. You could put him in that top pair, that top four where Sider anchors one and Ekblad anchors the other. That's my big splash. Windsor native, wears the number five because he loves Nick Lidstrom. So there's a reason for him to want to come here. We have the cap space to give him. I'd pay him basically what Sider's getting.
Okay.
$8.4, $8.5 million a season. It's a pay raise for him on a six-year deal.
Okay.
That's the Aaron Ekblad splash. That's impact player number one.
I like the term. I like the money.
Well, that's my concern here is everybody's going to have more money to spend. Is Yzerman going to come to terms with the term he's going to need to hand out? But Ekblad is one target. The other is a trade. And I actually think this is where Yzerman needs to get creative because everybody's going to be bidding on the Marners and the Bennetts, and it's going to cost an arm and a leg, and I'm not sure we're getting them anyway. So who can you get? Hockey insiders insist that Robertson is available from Dallas. 40-goal score two times over. Selke votes as a good defensive forward. Why is Dallas trying to trade him? I don't know. They want to free up some space. They want to shake things up a little bit. And the deal I would pitch is straight out of Max Boltman from The Athletic with a little tweak. I'm giving them 13th overall in this year's draft, a first-round pick. I'm giving them a second-round pick in 2026. And I'm attaching a young player, Michael Brantzæg-Nygaard, the player they drafted a year ago, mm-hmm. who's already in the AHL and is close to being in the NHL. You know, a year or two away, he becomes a young cheap piece that Dallas controls for the future. Mm-hmm. So effectively, two firsts and a second to bring Robertson in. Robertson grew up in Northville, Michigan. There's always got to be a Michigan connection, John. But I have bolstered my top six forwards. I've bolstered my top two pairs on defense. I can't fix the goalie situation because I'm not a miracle worker. Don't love having Mrazek on this team, but I think I have made the Red Wings a playoff squad with a couple key pieces.
Well, I really like the Robertson move because he's so young.
25 years old.
25. And he's a guy that could be here for a while. He's a guy that as you start looking at Lucas Raymond, Mo Sider, even, you know, Dylan Larkin, like he's still young enough for these guys to be able to grow together, win together, and improve together. And this is a great step to make them a playoff team this coming season.
Robertson was scoring in the West Finals. I don't have any doubt about him as a playoff performer. Get in. He fits the timeline, and Ekblad fits the biggest need of this hockey team, being harder to play against.
So the question I would have is, and I get, all right, you're giving up some to get Robertson. Mm-hmm. I'll ask the question from the Dallas perspective. Why? Why would they trade him?
I don't know why they're shopping him, but I'm telling you, the deal I'm pulling is straight out of a hockey insider who did a mock trade just the other day. And yeah. I should add this in. I'm also taking Matt Dumba's contract back.
Right.
I'm freeing up $11 million in cap space and giving them effectively two firsts and a second. It allows them to retain some of their vets, Duchesne and Ben, and still have the cap space to revamp and reload. And I got a young player, a prospect that could turn into one of those gritty forwards. Yeah. I don't love giving up Brantzæg-Nygaard, but that's you got to give to get. I'm giving Dallas a chance to reset and retool, keep their core together. And as the Red Wings, I'm benefiting by getting a top forward to anchor that top line.
So the thought is they can't pay everybody.
Yes.
And eventually they're going to hit an end game, maybe like the Maple Leafs have with the core four. You know, and that's why Marner's
this is their out before it hits there.
Yes. And so this is a retool on a fly, a team that's lost three straight West Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there are also eerie similar traits to them moving him like the Flames move Tkachuk. Now, is Robertson Tkachuk? Who knows? The Panthers didn't care what they gave up for Tkachuk because they wanted the player. Mm-hmm. And that's what Steve Yzerman would have to do in a trade like this. He can't care about what he gave up. The Panthers gave up a 100-point player plus a massive haul of other things just to get Tkachuk. How'd that work out? I mean, we want to sit here and maybe mock the Yzerman plan or Jim's plan as a thing, but
I'm just asking questions.
I know,
fair.
No, and having a little fun with it, but also through trade is usually the way you do this.
Yes.
Not through free agency. The idiot GMs will go give Sam Bennett a boatload.
$13 million
because
he won
a Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the, I can never think of his name. It shows you just the Eagles defensive end that went to Arizona. Timing's everything.
Josh Sweat.
Yeah, he's not an elite pass rusher. He got paid like one.
Right.
Yeah.
So which would be more surprising? Because we haven't seen Steve Yzerman go out and sign big free agents. And I'm not sitting there saying, you know, Ekblad would be a monster free agent, but it'd probably be the biggest.
Yeah, it'd be sizable.
Would that not be the biggest free agent signing that he's had?
Yes.
Which would be more surprising, the pulling off the signing of Ekblad or the trade for Robertson?
The trade would be more surprising because it's going to involve gutting some of your young players and picks. It's going to involve giving him an extension after this season, which will be a big number. But again, cap's going up. You're trying to win. He's 25 years old. If he is at all being dangled in the insider stress, yes, he is available. The Red Wings are the team that can offer you salary relief and young pieces to help extend their window while we actually get to start our window in Detroit. What a concept that would be.
Yeah, and obviously you put those two together. If he does follow the Wiser plan, you put those two together, I think it would blow your mind.
Tell me why.
Tell me why not do this. 248-539-9797. The Hockey Elite, does this pass your purity standard? Do I know puck? And if you're someone who just desperately wants the Red Wings to be good, did I sell you a plan that actually puts Detroit on the clock, in the window to start contending and competing? 248-539-9797. Aaron Ekblad in free agency, Jason Robertson via trade. I'm dumping Hull, I'm dumping Tarasenko, and Patrick Kane is back in the fold. 248-539-9797. We'll get your feedback. It's 97.1.
Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. We're asking LeBron James. We played the soundbite. He thinks we're, especially in basketball and football, too ring obsessed when evaluating players, separating greatness because of rings, and sometimes they're in situation. And he's not talking about himself because he's actually won some.
Right, but what is he? Who is he compared to?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest of all time,
right.
Jordan.
Right,
and where does he come up short? In a lot of ways, but championship rings.
Right.
And so it's not surprising he would say, oh, well,
by the way, we're
too many.
I think that's an overblown problem. You know, when they compare the LeBron Jordan. LeBron's been to what? How many finals? 10? Okay. So to me, that's just as impressive as getting the 6. Even granted, he's 6-0. And there are some people that believe that Montana is better than Brady because he never lost. But I'm sorry. You know, to me, that's different. All right.
Ask Edmonton. How's it feel?
Okay, I know. We'll get to that in a second. So let's read the ticket text. Kevin Durant got a few rings, never earned it. Okay, I get that.
Well, that's not the question.
I know. I think you can look at this in reverse as well. Just because Eli has 2 rings and Joe Flacco has 1 ring does not mean that they should be in conversation as some of the other greats that don't have any rings, Nick and Ferndale. I totally agree with that.
There's outliers, and in the discussion, there's going to be outliers.
Yeah. LeBron is such a phony. Basketball is the sport that is most impacted by one player, especially with how refs call the game, Jason at home.
Yes.
John is too young to be old man stubborn.
To be old man stubborn.
Yeah. Who's better, Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino? Only one has a ring. We get it. Jeff and Troy says, my ex-girlfriend was obsessed with the ring. All right, James in Southfield, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, Sonia. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Listen, I think we are missing the public being able to assess why a ring is so important, especially the media. I think we're missing the variable of the team owner. The team owner, if they're not pushing that envelope to win championships and allowing the top player to get the surrounding team necessary to win, I think that plays in the equation and needs to be evaluated, i.e. Joe Burrow and Cincinnati, so for example.
Well, that's a great point.
Yes.
It's a great point. You could argue that in the years where the Ford family didn't do a great job, but Barry and, to a lesser extent, Calvin was affected by ownership. You can definitely make that point.
Well, and it goes with, why do they add players? And yes, you would think it's to win championships, mm-hmm. but when I was with the Washington football team, we had tremendous players. We had Hall of Fame players. They went out in my second year and signed Mark Carrier, Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, Jeff George.
But they all had ARP memberships, though.
Right, they did. And but it was, my point is, they were trying to sell tickets. They were trying to sell jerseys versus winning championships. And we ended up with six coaches in 10 years.
Yeah.
Not conducive to winning championships. And
that's true.
You look at all of these teams and these great players. Yes, ownership is one of the factors that can play into it.
Right. So last night, I ran into some people that I know, and they were having a discussion, and they asked me for my opinion. And, you know, one of them was... he didn't live here, but he was visiting his girlfriend, and, you know, anyway. So he asked the question, who are the top five current athletes, team sports?
Right.
Okay, because he always said, who's the greatest golfer ever to win a major? Anyway, who's the current athletes, okay, not to have a ring? And it basically, I think it was triggered by Connor McDavid.
Sure.
Yes.
It starts with him.
So, and there are tons of them. So here's my top five at 248-539-9797. And I'm going to try to, I purposely did one for each team sport. So at least.
Want to be all inclusive.
I want to be all inclusive. Okay. Number one, and this is in no particular order. So I have Connor McDavid. What?
Sorry. Inside joke between Greg and I.
Okay.
Voices in my head.
Connor McDavid. Lamar Jackson. Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and even a guy who I really don't like, James Harden.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
He was an MVP. To me, that's my top five current athletes.
Okay.
Not to have won a ring.
All right. Ours are not very different. Mm-hmm. I have a slightly different order.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
I have Aaron Judge, 3.
Okay.
Mike Trout, 4. And some of that is the injuries that Mike Trout has had is not as impactful, but there's no question how great he is and has been. My number five is not James Harden. My number five is Josh Allen. And he's younger, hasn't had as many bites at the apple. He's had plenty of bites at the apple.
Yeah.
James Harden is just, you know, he's older than Josh Allen. But I think Josh Allen is that guy. He's also a rating MVP, but is an MVP. And so that's why I put him at five.
Okay. So you have him. Yes. There are some others I'm not going to give away that I really seriously.
Oh, there's plenty of others. It's one guy that might win one tonight.
Well, yeah, I should have played this, excluding SGA.
Right.
Because
he might.
Yeah, he might get one tonight.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. If not tonight, then in game seven.
Sunday? Or, yeah, I think it's Sunday's.
Maybe excluding Tyrese Halliburton, too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put him on the greatest. No, he's a really good player. I don't. Yeah. Or maybe great, but he's not a.
Killian Hayes would still be eligible, Stoney.
Yes. I know.
You think Killian Hayes would have made that shot in game one?
No, I don't.
You're just poking the bear right now.
I know. I mean, please.
We're going to go down a rabbit hole right now. His app is just exploding.
Yes. Actually, one of the guys that some people might put on that list could have been part of that app that the Pistons could have gotten.
Yeah.
Devin Booker. Somebody
yes.
might say he's one of the.
Yes, he's not won a championship.
No, he has
he's
not.
He's had some great performances.
Yes, he has. 248-539-9797. Greg, do you have a list or a...
Somebody that's not on our list that you think should be?
No, I see Luka Doncic on a lot of lists, but... Yep.
So young.
Yeah, and he's also... Look, I know he made a finals last year, mm-hmm. but to me there is an element of you still got some ways to go, but like... He's been an MVP favorite preseason right. last couple of years and right. has not been anywhere near that. He hasn't been in the MVP discussion at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I think, I feel like Luke has got a long way to go.
I think he was in that discussion this year until he got hurt. And then, you know, that injury and then obviously the trade removed him from that discussion.
Yeah. The other people that I considered, okay, another guy who I don't personally like. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is definitely on that list, and he's played for a long time.
Yep. Damian Lillard's on that list, I think, and mm-hmm. I like the way he plays. Jimmy Butler. He's really good, but he's destructive.
Yeah. I mean, you could stay with the Oilers. And go with Leon Draisaitl.
That's true. You could. Absolutely. You could stay with hockey and go Austin Matthews. Has he been there that as long? Pretty close to McDavid,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I had to find somebody from my hometown. Bryce Harper.
What was the last Phillies World Series?
Philly World Series was 2000. No, no, 98.
Was their first?
Oh, 08. Yeah. 08. Yeah. And he won... And then he leaves Nat Washington to go to Philly, and then they win.
Then they win. Yeah. Yes.
Kind of like the opposite of Stafford.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, I mean, and some of them are a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On this list, because you could talk about the Ant-Man.
Right.
I'm not going to put him on this. He's kind of in that Luka Doncic category
yes.
where if this goes another 2, 3, 4 years mm-hmm. down the road, because they are so young, and I think, wasn't Luka still on that top, 25, yeah. under 25?
Yeah.
All right, 3 o'clock. We are now going to get the show on the road here. So, Stanley Cup, Florida Panthers go back-to-back. Oh, Connor McDavid. I do feel bad for him, but that's not the topic. I want to ask Wings fans something. I need the hockey elite. What can we learn from the Florida Panthers? What can Steve Yzerman learn? Because when you really look at the construct of the team, one thing kind of jumps out as you begin doing a little bit of a deep dive into the Panthers. It's that we here in Detroit may have been sold a lie, meaning, oh, you got to build through the draft. We got to draft, develop, and sign. Only 20% of the Panthers roster was drafted by the Panthers. The Panthers are an exhibition in pro scouting, signing and trading. And
yeah, that was a great stat that you gave.
Occasionally I give you a few. But Rico, the reality is it lines up with this summer because there's duality to this. What can you learn from the Panthers?
who are now, it's so odd in the NHL, the third back-to-back champion since 2016. There are three back-to-back champions and 2 years in between each where somebody else got a chance. But it's also, what can Yzerman do, or if anything, to win you back? Because, look, watching the Panthers and Oilers, you're watching a different sport. It's a different planet. What I would comp it to is like when I watch Michigan State football and then Saturday night we're in Death Valley and it's LSU and Ole Miss. It's a different sport. It's a different world. So I took away from it that my biggest issue with Yzerman has been, well, there's a multitude of them, but the pro scouting's been egregious. It's been awful. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something you can take from the Panthers. But part two is going to be, okay, it's Wednesday, June 18th. The offseason in earnest, the planning, all of it, it starts now. So what, if anything, can Yzerman do to get you back, to win you back? Only you guys can answer these. 248-539-9797. I mean, where are you at on this? Do you need bold fireworks, star power? Do you, what is it that's going to get you back, if anything? I mean, look, again, yeah. Wings, bottom five Stanley Cup odds next year. Year seven of a rebuild.
I mean, it's a little bit of a chicken or the egg type of thing, Mike, because I'm going to say you got to go out and you got to be bold and you got to bring in some players,
plural,
that can help flip this thing around and maybe be willing to jettison some of the guys that you thought were going to be your cornerstone pieces. But after a while, you realize you're building your house on sand. It's just not a good way to go. Because when you look at this team, I mean, you when you watch the Panthers and you just see, it's like you hear the term, you know, they got a culture. Like the Wings back in the day used to have that swagger that, yeah, nobody's going to beat us. Even when you beat them, they still had that swagger. This team just kind of meanders out there and just, let's hope we win this game and let's hope we go to the playoffs and let's hope, instead of we will. I need some players in here that are going to say, no, that way of thinking, no more. We're going to win. We're going to do this. I need players who can help elevate the players around them and get them better. So that's on Stevie, and it goes back to your pro scouting. You need to find the people who can elevate all the other pieces that you have around them, because that's what the championship teams are about. Regardless of the sport, if you have the right leadership in place, everybody else kind of falls in line, because you know what? We used to do it that way, but I kind of like what he's saying. Let's try his way instead. I need stars.
Well, it's also, I mean, look, you look at how Florida gets some of these things done with their, I mean, it's kind of cheating, to be honest with you, with the whole,
the loophole.
The loophole with the long-term IL and the whole thing, and you basically get two high-quality players out of ether. They've made big trades. I mean, they acquired Tkachuk that way. Yes, I mean, they drafted Barkov, and they've drafted a couple of their guys, Ekblad being one of them. But they acquired Bobrovsky. They acquired Tkachuk. They acquired Marchand. They make these moves. They acquired Sam Bennett. It is, one team is able to get good players by means other than drafting, and one team isn't. That's my biggest takeaway. That for all the credit, if you want to give Steve credit for drafting, do it. I'm not going to fight you on it anymore, even though I really don't know what I'm supposed to care about. But what you must do on the other end of it is you have to hold his feet to the fire for having arguably the worst pro scouting department and execution of pro scouting in the entire sport. Oh, yeah. Argue it. Look at the deals you sign. Look at the trades you make. Tarasenko, yeah. Mrazek, Hall, Petrie, Kopp.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to keep going? So I want to hear from Wings fans, because, look, maybe you tuned out. Maybe you didn't watch Stanley Cup. Maybe you didn't bother with the playoffs. Fine enough. What can Yzerman do to get you back? What do you want this summer to be? I'm with Rico on this. This has to be something over the top, because I just don't see a scenario where they kind of stay steady and flourish and become this unbelievable team. I don't see it.
See that?
Oh, go ahead,
I'm
David.
Sorry. That's the thing, Mike. I look at it in comparison to what Trajan Langdon did. And we didn't think those moves were going to be significant enough to put them in the spot that they ended up in. We're in year seven of Yzerman. I cannot another year say, well, you know, these smaller moves, let's see what happens with this, and maybe I can't do that. I need something big,
David,
for me
I'm
to be
you.
Back.
I'm with you because he had an opportunity to do the smaller moves, and they didn't work out. Trajan came in 1 year. His smaller moves took them from a laughing stock to in the playoffs, and now we expect a bolder move. Steve's been doing those moves, smaller ones, and they just, I mean, I get what the best one was, but Patrick Kane, that's probably, yes, but.
I love how there's a question mark at the end of that.
I'm playing Kenny right
probably
now.
Probably, yes.
I need more now. I need something. And because this team is so bad, and you heard, you got the six worst odds to win the Stanley Cup, you're going to almost need, Steve's going to have to go out and find his Pudge Rodriguez, some guy that just says, you know what? I believe in you, Steve. I'll flip this team
That's
around.
That's the other problem I have, though. And look at Ekblad, right? Wings are one of the three finalists for Ekblad, according to EJ Raddick. Oh, and he's a Northville kid. Why does anyone we get here have to have some folksy Amish backstory? Oh, he's a Northville kid.
Because he's going to give you the hometown discount.
Oh, he grew up in Garden City. DGAF. What was the point of getting Yzerman if the only people in the player pool were those who grew up here playing for the Little Caesars Junior program or went to U of M? Like, what is... You know what I need? Here's what I need for Steve. I need Steve to drop the 35,000-pound bomb the U.S. has and drop it on his roster. Pay to get Tarasenko out of here. Attach a pick to Andrew Kopp. Get his ass out of here. Bold trade. Huge signing. I mean, something. Rico, think about this. Tarasenko, Kopp, Mrazek. That's like $16 million in recycling.
Money. Yeah, pretty much. And guys, the reason why we're doing this, because yesterday we ranked out our GM/presidents. He was the consensus last. There were arguments over one, over two, over three. Then there was the Grand Canyon, and then there was Yzerman. He was so far that nobody put him even at three. So what does he have to do to get out of that basement and to get himself relevant with every other GM in this city? Because they've all made moves. Look, Brad Holmes went out there and drafted stars. Like he did. His earlier drafts, he went out there and he got the cornerstone of this team. And he said that we're arguing over whether he should get a rush edge to take him over the top. You know, Trajan made the little moves, but his little moves worked. Scott Harris, they're just out there working voodoo, but it's working. They made a run, and now they got the best record in baseball.
Well, you can also make a case. They have the best farm system.
Yeah.
They're good at every level. They have coveted prospects. Scott Harris deserves a lot of credit for that stuff. I can't name what Steve Yzerman has done well. And, guys, it's up to you. Or is it choice B? Are you so turned off by Yzerman in the wings, you just don't care? Hey, play it whatever way you want. I think right now, the day after the Stanley Cup and watching the Florida Panthers win it again, the stat I gave you, I think it highlights pro scouting is at the forefront of doing this.
Great stat.
You tell me. I mean, Rico and I, it's easy for us to sit here and just go, I need a nuclear bomb. I need Yzerman to basically be like one of the Jersey Housewives and flip a table right on his roster. Yeah.
I need it to be one of those when you get that text or when you get that notification, you got to pull your car over if you're driving. Yeah. I need, wait. What just happened here? You got who? You traded for what?
I think it's a collection of people adding. And I also think it's time he pays to get rid of some people. I mean, hell, if you attached a two to get rid of Wallman, do what you got to do to get rid of Kopp. Do what you got to do to get rid of Petrie. Do what you got to do to get rid of Tarasenko. So I've asked a couple of questions. Panthers win the Stanley Cup. What can we learn from them? I think it's the value of pro scouting. I think it's a complete lie, and I think it's actually offensive when GMs do this in all sports, the draft, develop, sign thing. The reality is if you want to get great, not good, and you want to win it all, you're never going to be able to do it all in-house. And the Panthers, the secret to the sauce for them, only 20% of the guys on that team were drafted. They traded and acquired the rest. And they're damn good at it. What is it, Bill Zito or whatever the hell his name is? Like, look at the Wings, pro scouting, and look at theirs. So that was one. The other is, what, if anything, can Yzerman do
to regain your trust and your faith, to get you excited about this team. Because right now, as Rico so eloquently put it, when we did the ranking of GMs yesterday, people started in with the jokes. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
We took it serious, named all four guys, and gave a case. People started calling in, and they were basically like Big Bird from Sesame Street and then Iserman.
Yeah. Yeah. Me playing Madden as a GM.
Right. GM of the Flint Firebirds, then Iserman. It's like, it was bad yesterday. So, okay, what does he have to do? Like, I have a feeling Aaron Ekblad won't be enough. And again, if I got to have another one of these folksy, oh, he's adorable with Wyatt Roberts, Northville kid or whatever it is. Like, who cares? I got that confused last segment. I apologize. I'm in a very angry mood today. But yes, Robertson, Northville, the whole thing. Ekblad, not.
We're going to get you a chopper home.
I would just take an iced coffee at this point. But my whole idea is it would have to be an atom bomb of an offseason. Iserman basically would have to break character from everything he is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about shipping guys out. I'm talking about major, as you put it, like the old ESPN alerts on your phone back when ESPN was a real company mm-hmm. that actually did sports. Like, that's what would get me back.
I mean, kind of like, Mike, I remember I was pulling into a parking lot when Stafford got traded. And I had to, whoa, wait a minute. Let me just park the car. Let me double check and make sure this is real. Wow, this just went down. Yeah, because as David and I said, he's had the little moves that, okay, Stevie, we trust you. Let's see you cook. Let's see what you do. But your little moves haven't done anything.
No.
So maybe kind of scrap the program, ball up that piece of paper, and let's just go big or go home. Because you've been here, and we haven't seen anything. The fact that every team other than the Red Wings have gone to the playoffs and won a game or won games and you haven't, that should be the driving force of you're the worst team in Detroit professionally. And that's not me being mean. That's just facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ekblad's from Windsor. That's all it is. Only players we sign. You got to pray to God they're from around here. Is that what we're doing?
Went to Michigan.
I just, David, what did the ticket texters have to say? You tell me.
I am so checked out on Yzerman and the wings. I just don't care. My LCA money goes to the Pistons until it turns around.
All right, so there's one who says there's nothing he can do. He's checked out.
This is another person says, what I want is to see Hall, Comper, Kopp, and Tarasenko and the like gone. That may get me back.
Well, I think that has to be part of the calculus of this. I don't think it could just be an offseason of adding. I think Yzerman has to identify some of the mistakes that have been made, and he's going to pay dearly to get rid of them. And it'll be a Wallman situation again, except these guys actually stink.
Trade Larkin. Make a statement. He's not a captain. He would be a great Robin to a Batman. That would get me back. They need to add a strong culture setters. It starts there. This team, even as bars between the GM and the captain, you need those experienced culture drivers to transform the locker room. The Wings need to model after the Panthers with size and physicality. That's why Bennett and Ekblad are my top two targets. Yes, I'm looking at you, Larkin.
And it's funny, they got Bennett for basically nothing. Pro scouting. There has to be a change there. And the pro scouting, when you look at the signings and the trades at the pro level, not the drafting, it's bottom three in the league. Go look at it. So we can get to the people. I appreciate it, David. See where everybody's at. Tony's up next, 97.1. Tony, what's going on, bud?
Hey, fellas, first-time caller here. The reason I'm calling is because of your asinine remarks about this Yzerman deal. Here's the deal. Hockey's a different game than the NBA, the MLB. You just watched Edmonton. What do you want the Wings to do? Go out and make one or two big splashes? Edmonton just got their brakes beat off with the two best players in the entire world.
In the Stanley Cup final back-to-back years while you can't get off your own toilet seat. Great comp, Tony.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying, this is what you guys want. You want big splashes.
Yes, to make the Stanley Cup finals, Tony? Let me get this straight. Your angle is to tell me that I'm supposed to be embarrassed that the Oilers made the finals and they ran into a wagon? That's your angle?
Well, they're not going to win a cup in the next 5 years here, bud. You guys don't know hockey. You guys talk out of your butt all day long about this, and you don't even understand what it takes from a developmental standpoint into the show as to how to get guys ready. Also, Chris Draper runs the pro scouting, and he sucks. I don't know who you're deferring the blame to.
He sucks. Your pro scouting sucks. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, hard guy.
It does suck.
Okay, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but yet I'm right. Which is it?
You two suck worse at talking about hockey.
Okay, good. You're right. Even though you just agreed with the tenet of my entire argument, put your other hand on the wheel and off of your ball bag. Have a good day. So you can't say, now I got this. You can't say you don't know what you're talking about when you agree with everything I just said. Then your other angle was this.
This is right here, yes.
No, because here's my other problem. While his hand was on his shift knob, what do you want him to do? Be like Edmonton? What do you mean? And make back-to-back cup finals? They came up short. They lost the game 7 last year. Your comp is that what? Somehow Edmonton is this egregiously awful thing because they ran into what? A modern dynasty? Tone, try again. Try a different day part. The whole you don't know puck thing is lame. It's lame. Because here's the bottom line. This is what Wings Nerd does. If you critique God, you don't know puck. This was the same angle that people like Tony took on PK Subban. When Subban trashed Yzerman, well, he doesn't know puck. That's kind of a problem, being that he was a high-level player for the better part of a decade.
Correct. No, and the fact that he said, well, you know, well, look at, you know, Edmonton, the Oilers, they had these star players and they lost. As you, I was about to say, you said it.
First, the finals.
They lost in the final, and last year they lost in game 7. So, yeah, because at that point, we're talking about what's that one move that Yzerman needs to make to get them over the top, the way we talk about the Lions right now. Nobody says that, man, this team sucks. No, it's what can you do to win the title because you're so close?
Here's the other problem, too. There's a myriad of problems with Tony's call. This whole idea that the NHL is just so much more different than every other sport, it's really not.
Now, I will agree with you, it's different than the NFL.
And they don't pay people. That's why it's different.
No, 1,000% different than the NFL and a turnaround. But to suggest it's that different from baseball, it's not. Your levels of the minor leagues.
I was about to say, the comp is baseball.
It is, and it's hard to do. But we're in year 7. Your pro scouting sucks. You called a radio show to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You made a god-awful point with Edmonton. Then you agreed with my point about pro scouting. Not quite sure what the issue is.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was going with Draper. I thought he was going to defend him, and he was like, well, no, it's not. But we just didn't know.
And it's not deferring blame. Yzerman runs the show.
Right.
Yzerman doesn't take orders from anyone. He rubber stamps every move. So it is laid bare at his feet.
But I don't think you can compare the Wings to the Oilers because that is, I'm sorry. For somebody who doesn't know puck, that makes no sense because, yes, you're not going to get angry because a team lost in back-to-back Stanley Cup. Just to a team that's, you know what, a mini dynasty right now. They're one win away from actually being a dynasty, 3 in a row. Yeah. And again.
The asinine comment of him being the worst GM in the city. Really? Well, let's take stock of the other franchises. The Pistons went from 14 to 40-plus wins and almost beat the Knicks in the playoffs. The Lions are the kings of the city. And Scott Harris has the Tigers with the best record in baseball. Where would you have me put Yzerman, T-Bone? Where would you have me put him?
And if I'm correct, I think Yzerman had a 2-year head start on all of them.
But again, hockey is things and stuff.
Right, David? He had a 2-year head start.
I think you're right.
He had a 2-year head start on all those other teams.
I have no problem if you disagree with what I'm saying. I have a problem when you agree with what I'm saying and then you want to insult me. That's not going to work. That's just silly. 248-539-9797. Well, again, that's the defense mechanism because they can't argue the actual point that their demigod has done a terrible job. It hasn't been a good job. Argue it. 6 years, no playoffs. What should you say? Good gravy. Straight to the people. You missed anything? Odyssey.com. Rewind. What can we learn from the Panthers? I hesitate from using the dynasty phrase, but they have made 3 straight cup finals. They've won 2 of them. For me, it's that only 20% of the Panthers were drafted. It's really about pro scouting. It's about the trading, the signing, you know, acquiring a Brian Bennett for basically next to nothing, landing a Bobrovsky when I still can't believe he wasn't, you know, basically a flyer for life. The point is, look, they do the things that need to be done. They're shrewd at the pro level. Yes, I understand there's no state tax. That helps you in free agency. I can't deny it. But it's been the main sticking point for me with Yzerman has been the pro scouting. The trades have been terrible. The signings have been terrible. And for this summer, like, what has to be done for him to earn your trust back? Look, if you're still on board, I don't think it makes you a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. But I think it's totally okay to say, you know what? Steve's got to prove he's still the goods. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what you want to say about how difficult a rebuild it was, and it was difficult, we can't be where we are now, still having year 7 starting, and you're a bottom 5 Stanley Cup team. Like that's not good enough. People, it's a fashion hat, by the way. I like that. I know it's Golden Grizzlies, but it's not terrible. Jason, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Cleared the bar.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
It's beyond frustrating, you know. I think anybody else, if they didn't have, like, the city pedigree of what Yzerman did as a player, they would have been shown the door a long time ago. I mean, just on the trading record itself. I mean, the Petrie contract, the Justin Hall contract, Gustafson. I mean, these guys are bottom defensemen, and you want to bring these guys in to kind of mold Sider and Edvinson. It's just negligence. I mean, he needs to do something, and now to be having like the shit talking going with Larkin, it's trade him. I mean, I think you got to do something big. It's time to do something.
Here's all I would tell you. Look, Jason, I said this to a caller yesterday, and it was on a totally unrelated sport, but I'd said I'm not a big believer in sacred cows. I just think it's okay to have discussions ever so privately about every guy in your organization. And I mean every guy.
Now, I'm not qualified to tell you whether trading Dylan Larkin is absolutely the right move, the wrong move, or somewhere in between. It probably lies on the in-between. Jason, they got to have an internal conversation of, can Dylan Larkin be a first-line player on a Stanley Cup-winning team? I lean no to that. I think he's a good player. 100%. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. But it doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. But, Jason, I would tell you this. The state of this franchise and where it is, they're in their longest playoff drought in the history of this storied franchise. Jason, if you're not having at least a conversation privately about every guy, then you're not doing your job.
Exactly.
So, no, I'm with you in that regard. And I don't recoil when people call up and bring it up. I also don't do this full-throttle endorsement of it. I'm not saying this is what must... No, but I'm not offended by it.
No.
You want to talk about it? Talk about it. And no, I don't care that he's from Waterford. I don't care that he likes Meyer. I don't care that he went to U of M. None of these things matter to me. It's business. So, look, bold moves can look a million different ways. I don't know that trading your captain is the best idea unless you can tell me what the hell I'm getting for it. And I'm taking a step backwards. Right. I don't know. But I don't think it's wrong to bring it up.
No, and like I said, I don't think that they – look, there's trouble in paradise. So I have no idea what was going
on. Yeah, and look, they've got an offseason to try to fix it. I don't know what you can say other than it must be a very impactful summer. If that somehow upsets you, that's fine.
No, but we've been saying that for the last two summers, and we've really gotten nothing. So, yeah, that's why it's like, okay, this summer, the little small moves, the benefit of the doubt, that kind of went out the window. Now you need to see something.
Yeah, it's kind of to the point to where, you know, that's just the story of Ekblad being in the top three. You know what? Make it happen. I don't want to hear the new or a report. Oh, they're in the top three here. Make it happen. It's what I want. I want to hear the news that it happened.
And that's fine, but Ekblad would only represent a piece of the offseason, a much needed one.
You're right.
Especially on the blue line. But I mean, David, I'm with you in that I thought we would be able to recruit better, but the reality is they haven't wanted to hand out the term.
Feels like I was lied to because I was always told, once we get a new arena, they'll be coming. They're coming. Where are they?
Well, look.
It's part of it. I know there's a lot more.
Both things can be true. I think if you're going to suggest the building phase, well, then you have to just tell me, okay, well, we're giving Steve 10 years to do this. I don't believe in that. And that's fine. We can believe in different things. I can't say they're not building a really nice farm system. That would be a lie. I'd be lying to my audience. I'm not going to do that. But I don't think that translates into you being in contention for anything real anytime soon.
I mean, it's a nice farm system, but it still kind of feels like spin the wheel on who's your goalie.
Well, that's factual because Kosa has not been and is not now here. I'd like to believe he'll play a meaningful role next year, but I don't know any guarantee in that.
If we're waiting that long for him, geez, what, Augustine will be here, what, 2032?
Okay, yeah, okay. Right around Chris Rodriguez with the Tigers. Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. I was wondering if I could get you guys to join me in the Wayback Machine and go back to last year.
Okay.
Personally, my biggest goal for Yzerman last year was to lock up Raymond and Sider on long-term contracts that will look better with a rising cap. And I think he did that.
He did.
In spades. And I think one of the other comments that was made in the last 20 minutes was that this isn't the time to have rookies coming into the team in year seven. Getting further in the Wayback Machine, when Yzerman came in here, there was nobody in the farm system. Our cupboards were absolutely bare. Now, I wish that we were able to see Marco Casper earlier. I wish we were able to see Danielson a little bit this season. But I love what I saw from Casper. I love what I saw from Evanston. You're 100% right. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and pro scouting is bad. I'll never defend the Jake Wallman trade or anything like that.
And look, the Wallman thing, let's be fair, too. Look, Chris, we all know the reasons he was dealt. It just makes you wonder. I mean, my God, how bad of a guy was he? But to see him go plus 12 in 16 playoff games and do it with a Stanley Cup final team,
Yeah, it hurts. It does. But it's only a microcosm of the macro. I think in the grand scheme of things, Chris, I'm more upset with a roster full of the Andrew Copps and the Tarasenkos and the Mrazics of the world. Where, I mean, Chris, obviously you're a big hockey guy. Don't tell me you weren't scratching your head with some of those things.
Oh, no. I would have been much happier if early in the offseason last year, we overpaid Seider and Raymond, so we knew what our cap situation looked like, so we could have had those conversations with Ghost and Perron, rather than having them go elsewhere and then looking for the scraps. So I'm not going to be a fanboy and say that Eisman's never done anything wrong, but I'm just going to kind of try to call balls and strikes.
Yeah, and you're right to do it, Chris. Offseason. He's done some things really well, including the drafting at the high end. The problem is what you said, the glacial pace that they've brought some of these kids along, the fact that he hasn't weaponized any of the draft picks to acquire players to get us closer. Look, you're right. It's a nuanced conversation. It's not black and white. But it's okay to say at this point it's way more bad than good, and that's just where I've arrived at. What do they got to do to fix it? Well, if it's not having a big summer, I'd love to have somebody give me an idea. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies. Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.